Well, Jack, you got the first win of the campaign against Sussex last week. That was quite a performance in the bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think looking back at that game, I think it was a complete team performance. I thought we had some good partnerships in the batting, which set us up quite nicely. Obviously, Colin played out of his boots and got one of the better hundreds you'll see. And then I honestly felt with our bowling unit that with Luke Wright continuously playing attacking shots, we kept our cool really well. And under pressure, I thought our bowling unit was superb, especially Colin and Michael Hogan.
And as yourself and Chris Cook getting decent scores as well, it's important not to leave it all to a guy like Colin, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the good thing when Colin and I bat together is I think we complement each other. He's obviously a bit more of a bigger striker. I'm more of a rotator and hitting gaps and stuff. So I think in that regard we dovetail pretty well. And I think historically our record as a partnership will reveal that too. So we came in a difficult situation the other day. I think we were 7-for-2 and the two of us got together after two overs and we just felt we had to get a feel of the pace of the wicket and then gradually start building a partnership. And once there was a momentum shift and the pressure was completely on the bowling unit, I thought that's the area where we excelled and we capitalised really well on. And then it's always nice having Chris, and in the game before that, Waggy just walk in and play really well. So I think as a batting collective at this moment in time, I think we're not far from where we want to be.
Yeah, it's just firing up top, I guess, with the opening partnership.
Yeah, but I think in Lloydie and Anaren up front, you've got two highly talented young cricketers. We just got to be patient with them. And I think the way we've set up our batting structure, with me batting at 4 and Cookie at 6 and then even someone like Andrew Salter at 7, it does allow them a little bit of comfort up front that there's no pressure that if they do get out, there's not a lot of people coming off them, if you understand what I'm saying. But I'm quite optimistic that within the next few games, one of them will really fire, and single-handedly, I think they have the capabilities of winning us again.
And looking at the opponents of the weekend, Essex and Somerset, they've just played. Have you had a chance to have a look at either of them as yet?
I've had a look at a few of the scorecards, but I don't read too much into that. I think I've said it at the start of the campaign, it's important that we come to a place where we get our own recipe and our own structures, how we want to go about our business, and then we've played against them quite a lot, both those teams, and we've had success against them. So I think it's not a question of standing back against them. We will still be quite aggressive in the way we go about our business. And I always mention it, but I think it's important, especially, let's say, if you take this weekend and we can get two wins from this weekend, I think that's quite important from a momentum point of view.
And looking at the schedule, Saturday night in Cardiff, Sunday afternoon in Chelmsford, it's a bit crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit crazy, but I think when it comes to things like that, it's a little bit mind over matter. There's nothing we can do about it, so we can't change it. So we just have to make sure that mentally we're in good space, and when we get on that bus trip, guys need to sleep because it's quite an early start again on Sunday. So hopefully when this one's out the way, then the following weekend is Friday and Sunday, so we're back into normal rhythms again.
Would you have a word of advice for the schedulers?
It doesn't really change. It doesn't matter what you do. So, we can't change it. We just have to have mind over matter.
And I guess it's a question of trying to sleep in as a little bit on Sunday morning, if possible, isn't it, to make sure they've got a bit of rest.
Yeah, the difficult thing is after day-night games, and the game tomorrow being played only at 7 o'clock, I've always personally found it very difficult to just go to bed quite early, so I assume on the bus trip down to London, quite a few guys will still be awake, but I think maybe from a management point of view, we have to be clever going to the game, that guys have had enough sleep. Maybe shorten the warm-up a little bit and just make sure guys are fresh.
Fingers crossed, all the best.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.